Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And we have a caller on the line from Agoura Hills, California, just north of Malibu. Sana Sarfraz is joining us. Sana, good to have you.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Sana, you like to ride your bike to and from work, I understand, and there's a fascinating connection between that and the work that you do. What work keeps you busy?
That's right. I spend most of my time developing algorithms for self-driving cars, which I think is an act of self-preservation because I would just rather not have a car hit me while I'm on my bicycle. And I think computers can do better than people on their cell phones.
Wow, yeah. So you're coming up with the ways for self-driving cars to understand where they are and what's around them.
Correct.
How soon will we have software that can guess a piano puzzler correctly?
Oh, that's going to take a while, especially if Bruce is writing them.
Well, Sana, you know how this works. Bruce takes a familiar tune and he rewrites it in the style of a great classical composer. We'll see if you can name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Are you all set?
I am. Excited to do it.
Oh, excited to have you. And here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
Well, that was incredible.
That was kind of wacky.
It was. I loved it.
Oh, good.
Sana, what did you hear in that piano puzzler from Bruce?
Well, the tune is a little lost on me. Mm-hmm. I couldn't place a tune because it was a little incoherent in a good way. A lot of different things going on. But I'm going to take a hack at the composer. Is it Stravinsky?
Yes. Perfect.
Wow.
Excellent.
Igor Stravinsky. Wonderful. On your very first guess. I love that. And Bruce, was there a particular Stravinsky gesture or even piece that you're referring to here?
Well, this is one of the cases where I was not using a particular piece, but a whole genre of Stravinsky. You know, he went through various styles, but this has the shifting meters and the classical elements mixed together. So you get a holdover from his Russian period with the meters, but you have a sense of tonality, and there are lots of moving parts. Like mm-hmm. a self-driving car. It's kind of
it
cute.
It reminded me a little bit about a car that was learning how to drive.
And so it has a cubist quality because it has phrases that are not, they don't line up with each other. So there are different patterns and rhythmic patterns that overlap and intersect each other, just like gridlock. So it is a little bit like the way planes intersect in a cubist painting.
Wow. Mm. So Igor
Beautiful.
Stravinsky, yeah, the style, and in fact, I would even say styles of Igor Stravinsky reflected in this piano puzzler. Well, Sana, should we go back and maybe hear it one more time now that we can concentrate on the hidden tune?
Yes, I would love to try it again.
Okay.
I love the tune. I'm just trying to pick it out. Fred, do you have any guesses?
Well, I think I might have heard a little something in there that relates to one of my favorite things to watch during the summertime?
The ball game?
Oh, yes. You know that tune they play in the middle of the seventh inning? What is the name of that tune?
Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
Yes.
That's exactly right.
Well, I gave you a pretty oblique hint, but you got there. Take Me Out to the Ball Game in the style of Igor Stravinsky, this week's piano puzzler from Bruce Adolf. And Sana, you got the tune, you got the composer in a split second right after the puzzler. So nicely done. Congratulations.
It's beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Sana Sarfraz from Agoura Hills, California, just north of Malibu. Sana, what a treat to have you play the piano puzzler this week. Thank you.
Oh, likewise.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.